So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that a Ruvach HaTzeiris must be made with bread and cannot be made with wine, whereas Shetufa Mevayis can be made with either wine or bread. We also learned that according to a Meir, it is necessary to make both in the Ruvach HaTzeiris to allow carrying from one Chatzah to another, and the Shetufa Mevayis to allow carrying in the Mavi. The Chacham hold that one or the other would suffice. Pligi Ba Rib Nechumi Barabba. There are two opinions regarding the exact case of the Machlekes. One opinion is that even Reb Meir agrees that when made with bread, either an Erev or a Shituf is sufficient, because both can be made with bread. The Machlekes is only when the Shituf of Mevoyes was made with wine. Reb Meir holds, we need a separate Erev HaTzeiris of bread, because it cannot be made with wine. The Chacham hold, although generally we cannot use wine for Erev HaTzeiris, in this case, since it is valid as the Shituf of Mevoyes to allow carrying in the Mavoy, it is also valid as the Erev HaTzeiris to allow carrying between the HaTzeiris. The second opinion is that even the Chacham agree that a shituf of wine cannot also serve as an Erev, because an Erev requires bread. The Machlokes is only when bread is used. Reb Meir holds, we must make both an Erev and a shituf, as the Gemara on the previous daf explained, Shaloi l'shakech teres Erev min atinaikis, so that children will not forget the need for a Erev HaTzeiris. The Chacham hold, either one can serve for the other, since both can be made with bread. The Gemara has three opinions to what extent we hold like Reb Meir. Amar Yehuda Marav, halacha k'Reb Meir, we publicly passing like Reb Meir. Rav Huna Amar, minha k'Reb Meir. We do not teach publicly like Reb Meir, but rule like him on a case-by-case basis. Rav Yechanan Amar, no guham k'Reb Meir. We do not passing like Reb Meir, but if somebody follows his opinion, we do not correct him. Zok the Mishnah. Chamisha chabur sheshav su betrakal nechad. Five groups who spend Shabbos in one big house. Beishame yomim. Erev l'chol chabur v'chabur. Each group must contribute to the Erev separately, Rashi adds. They also require an Erev to carry from one group to another within the house. They contribute to the Erev as one group, and they also did not need an Erev to carry among themselves. However, the Beis Hill agree. If some of them are in separate rooms or on different floors, they must each contribute separately. The Gemara has four opinions as to what type of divider separates the groups in the case of the Machlekes of our Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman, Machlekes b'Mesipas. The first version of Rav Nachman says that the Machlekes is only when they are divided by low makeshift walls, as they do not create a distinct separate area for each group. Ava b'Mechitza Asara, but if divided by walls of 10 Tfachim, and of course if the walls reach the ceiling, even Mishil would agree that each group needs to join the Erev, since this does create a distinct separate area for each group. Ikeda Amri, Amar Rav Nachman, Af b'Mesipas Machlekes. The second version of Rav Nachman suggests that the Machlekes is both when separated by 10 tefach wall and when separated by a small divider. The next two opinions are that of Reb Chia and Reb Shimon b'Rebbe. One says, Machlekes b'mechitzas hamagiyas l'tikra. Machlekes is when the walls reach the ceiling. But if the walls do not reach the ceiling, even Beis Shammai agrees that one Erev is enough. The other one says, Machlekes b'mechitzas she'ein magiyas l'tikra. The Machlekes is when the walls do not reach the ceiling. But when they do reach the ceiling, even Beis Hillel agree that each group has to join the Erev separately. According to this pshat, the Gemara does not clarify mechitzas she'ein magiyas l'tikra, whether the Machlekes is only b'mechitza asara, but all would agree that b'mesipas they are considered one, or the Machlekes is even b'mesipas. The Gemara cites a brisa in which Rabbi Yehuda HaSaber teaches that all agree when the walls reach the ceiling that each group needs a separate Erev. The Machlekes is only when the walls do not reach the ceiling. The Gemara concludes, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav, Halacha K'Reb Yehuda HaSaber. We pass on like K'Reb Yehuda HaSaber because when our Mishnah said that even Beis Hillel would agree when the groups live in Chadar Ma'aliyas, it cannot be referring to actual rooms because that would be Peshitta, of course, they are considered separate. Rather, it must mean that they live in rooms divided by partitions that reach the ceiling where everybody agrees they need to join the Erev separately. The Gemara next cites a Braisa which has a different understanding of the issue that Bisham Beis Hillel debate in our Mishnah, where the issue is not about the height of the partitions, but about where the Erev is kept. There are two versions of this understanding. First, the machlokes is whether they each have to contribute to the Erev is kishamalichin esiruvin l'makom achar. When the Erev is placed in a different house, avadam hoi ruvin bo etzlan, but if the Erev is kept in their house, all agree that one Erev is enough for all of them. The Gemara cites a braisa which follows the Beis Hill in the comparable situation. Chamisha shegavu esiruvin kishamalichin esiruvin l'makom achar. We must explain as per Rashi here, and early in this Masechta on Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph and Daf Mem Tesma Beis, For example, in the case of shtei chatzeris u'pesach echad b'neim, two chatzeris next to each other with a doorway between them. If each chatzer first collected their own erev to allow carrying in their chatzer and then wants to merge with the adjoining chatzer to allow carrying from one to the other, they can do it in one of two ways. One chatzer can bring their already collected erev to the other chatzer, or one chatzer can bring a new erev to the other chatzer. In option two, the machlekes of Bishamay Bishil would apply. According to Bishamay, all residents must contribute to this new erev. According to Bishil, Echad Ma'arav Alei Kulon, one can give his bread for all of them because they are already joined as one by their own erev. Now, our case of five groups in one house is similar to the first chatzer which collected their own erev, in that, as Rashi says, according to this pshat, being in the same house joins them as one, and they may carry among themselves without an erev. Therefore, since they do not have their own erev of bread, if they want to join with the others in the chatzer, they must give bread specifically for that purpose, and the machlekes b'sham b'sil would similarly apply. As mentioned earlier, this is only kishamalichin neseiruvin l'makam achar, when the erev is placed in a different house. Avlam hoye ruvin ba'atzlan, but if the erev is kept in their house, all agree that one erev is enough for all of them. The second version is that the machlekes is when the erev is brought to them. But if the erev is put in a different house, all agree that separate erevin are needed. However, the Braisa would then be following neither Bishamay nor Bishil. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'achen shoy oichel ha'shuchan ha'viyem, v'yishenim b'beteim. If several brothers who all live in the same chatzah with their father and others, they eat at their father's house, but sleep in their own homes. Tzrichen erev l'chol echad v'echad. They each need to join in the erev separately, only if the erev is placed in the home of one of the other residents. If the erev is kept in their father's house, or if there are no other residents in the chatzer, they do not need an erev because they are considered one with the father. The Gemara tries to prove from this Mishnah that mokum li negayim, one's residence is defined by where he sleeps. The Gemara answers, b'mekabli pras shanu. Perhaps our Mishnah is speaking of where they each receive food from their father's house and actually eat it in their own homes. Therefore, they have to give separately. If they eat in the father's home, maybe they would be considered to be living in the father's home and do not need to give separately. Tanna Rabban, the Braisa teaches that according to the Tanna Kamma, living in a gatehouse or patio in a chatzer would not make a person a resident of the chatzer. But having a storage area or a barn would make him a resident of the chatzer. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds, he is only a resident if he has a place that is fit for living, and he actually lives there. My Mokum Dira, what defines one's place of residence? Rava Amar Mokum Pita, where his bread is. In other words, where he eats. Ushmul Amar Mokum Lina. It's where he sleeps.